This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Soo and Kelly Anisa. So before the break, we were talking about how restaurants are beginning to push back against influencers, social media influencers who ask for freebies. So we've had a few WhatsApps coming on that topic during the break.
So one person said that we need to gather all these so-called influencers and drop them off on a deserted island. So once Ouch. They're done trying to get the most picturesque snap and their phone batteries run out, social media will be in a better place.
That was harsh, and perhaps not all influencers.
So-called influencers. And another WhatsApp came in saying that paying for the food means you respect the efforts made, that the chefs put into the food.
That's fair enough. And now in relation to our second story, we do have a poll that we have up on Twitter.
And we're asking you, are Malaysians ready to do without the Sedition Act? So your options are yes and no. So with 68% voted yes and 32% voting no. So you can also you can take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp your thoughts in at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us at 07773-0377-32900.
Yes, so the increased volume of hate speech, particularly online relating to race, religion and royalty, has seen freedom of speech and expression being abused. That is according to Attorney General Tommy Thomas in a recent press statement. He added that the challenge for the Attorney General's chambers has been to balance and enhance freedom of speech after the 14th general election with that of widespread hate speech, which has hurt the feelings of the people. He said that, quote, when prosecution has to be done, we will rely on the penal code, but where there are no alternatives under our laws, in appropriate cases, we cannot rule out applying the Sedition Act until it is repealed. This reiterates what he said upon assuming office in June last year, that he will only turn to the Sedition Act as a measure of last resort.
So let's take a step back and revisit what the Sedition Act is. So a bit of a brief timeline. The Sedition Act was actually introduced in Malaysia by the British colonial government in 1948, and it was put in place to be used against local communist insurgents. And human rights groups have often called for the abolishment of the Sedition Act. In July 2012, our former Prime Minister, Najib Razak, announced that he would repeal the Sedition Act because it is, quote unquote, representing a bygone era. He instead said that the sedition law would be replaced with a National Harmony Act. However, that didn't materialize under his tenure.
Yeah, so prior to the May 9th general election last year, Pakatan Harapan had pledged to abolish oppressive laws, which includes the Sedition Act, the Prevention of Crime Act, the Universities and University Colleges Act, the Printing Presses and Publications Act, the National Security Council Act, and also laws that prescribe mandatory death by hanging. And after winning the elections last year, the Cabinet had decided to temporarily suspend actions under the Sedition Act. But a few months later in December, Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo said that the government will continue using several of these laws only when it involves issues of national security, public order and race relations.
Yeah, so I spoke to Lim Wei Jiat from Hakam earlier today to explain how the Sedition Act works and, you know, to get his take on whether Malaysians need this act for the reasons stated by Gobind Deo Singh, for example, on national security and race relations. Here is that conversation. Can you just briefly explain the Sedition Act?
Well, the Sedition Act makes it a crime for a person to utter words which have a seditious tendency. And the problem with the Sedition Act is that the definition of seditious tendency is very arbitrary, vague, and very prone to abuse. So seditious tendency is defined to mean to bring into hatred or contempt or to excite disaffection against a ruler or a government or to promote feelings of ill will and hostility. You will realize by now that the words used are very open-ended and it's not specific to a certain type of wording. So it is often abused by the government of the day in the past, but against the opposition, against civil society activists, and even academics like Professor Azmi Sharum. Because it is defined so widely and openly, courts in the past have also refused to interpret it very narrowly, and conviction is a norm rather than the exception. Now, the second flaw of the Sedition Act is that there are very severe punishments if one is found guilty of uttering words which have a seditious tendency. So under the current Act, you'll be liable, if you commit it for the first time, you'll be liable to a fine not exceeding 5,000 ringgit and a 3-year jail term. And if you commit the offence again, then the jail term extends to 5 years. Now, there is a 2015 amendment which, in fact, increases the penalty of the Sedition Act upon a conviction. So for now, well, the Act hasn't been enforced yet, but the amendment provides that imprisonment could go on between 3 to 7 years and is no longer capped at 5 years. Furthermore, there is this Sedition Act is also subject to an Extraterritorial Offences Act 1976. What this means is that if you commit a seditious, you utter a seditious word overseas, you can also be convicted, and you don't need to, it's not confined to what you utter and say in Malaysia. So the combination of all of these elements makes it and presents a very chilling effect on free speech in Malaysia. Because the real danger here is not that the handful of politicians and activists are punished, but society as a whole becomes so conformed to not speak out against the authority because of the Sedition Act that people feel that they should not criticize the government or the monarchy of the day when they have gone out of line. And if we don't question authority for the policies that they have enacted or the shortcomings that they have done, then we will have bad government policies which affect our lives very negatively. And that is how democracy slowly is being sniffed out and authoritarianism and dictatorship incarnates itself. So that is how the Sedition Act cascades gradually into something very sinister and dark in Malaysia if we continue to abuse and apply it indiscriminately.
Do you think that Malaysians are able to do away with the Sedition Act? Do you think we are politically mature to have that abolished? Because a lot of policymakers, a lot of politicians in the past have said that, you know, this is here in place to preserve national unity. And that, for example, after the temple riots for last year, I think they lifted the moratorium on the Sedition Act. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think Malaysia can do away without it?
I think Malaysian society is generally ready. But let me be clear. We still have laws under the Penal Code to punish people for rioting, to punish people for overthrowing the government by unlawful means, and to punish people who provoke others to commit ethnic violence. So it's not to say that the moment we repeal the Sedition Act, then there will be utter pandemonium in the streets, because we still do have many laws and legislations to deal with ethnic violence and to deal with words which directly provoke physical violence in this country. So the temple riots issue should not be an excuse to go against Pakatan Harapan's manifesto of repealing the Sedition Act. If you look at society today, I think with internet penetration, with an education system where most people have gone through a formal institution of higher learning, when you look at post-14 general election, there is greater media freedom, there is unprecedented freedom to criticize the government of the day. We can do it. We need to lift this kind of restrictive laws to create an open and free society that is able to discuss any issue under the sun maturely and constructively. It must start by repealing the Sedition Act. If you look at the UK, US and Australia, and even countries like Indonesia near our region, there is freedom of speech generally. And the people there do not descend into some kind of uncontrolled ethnic violence. So for those who criticize against the abolishment of the Sedition Act, and for people who think that we should still retain it, I would say that the government of the day and the monarchy have the avenue to respond to criticism and to rebut whatever attacks that is volleyed against them. I've never understood why the state or the monarchy or other institutions out there cannot respond to such criticism in a constructive manner, but would rather, you know, shield themselves by having this kind of archaic laws which are inherited from the British. So that is how I look at things. And I think, yes, society will mature progressively, as you grow, there will be mistakes along the way. There will still be fringe extremists that will want to provoke violence. But that is never an excuse to retain the Sedition Act, because that is the bar for us from progressing in the society that respects free speech and that has democracy.
That was Lim Wei Jet from Hakam. So right now, the Sedition Act is back in the spotlight once again due to the additional sentence given to religious preacher Wan Ji Wan Hussein for sedition. So Wan Ji was convicted under the Sedition Act for making remarks that were found to be seditious against the Sultan of Selangor in Facebook posts back in 2012. Mm. So he was initially sentenced to 9 months in jail by the Sessions Court in April 2018, but this was extended to 1 year by the Shah Alam High Court on just a few days ago on July 10th, when it denied Wan Ji's appeal against his conviction and sentence.
So some groups have actually been calling for the law to be repealed after the Shah Alam High Court upheld the conviction. Mm. However, past President Abdul Hadi Awang has actually come out to say that the Sedition Act should be retained and that a clearer definition of what constitutes sedition was needed. He added, and I quote here, "Don't let it come to a point where all kinds of provocations are allowed." And last year, former Inspector General of Police Tun Hanif Omar said that the Sedition Act plays a key role in preserving societal harmony and public order.
Yes, so in light of all of these recent discussions, it did make me wonder, you know, can Malaysians truly do away with the Sedition Act? You know, do we need it? So earlier in the show, I asked, is Malaysia too culturally sensitive to abolish the Sedition Act?
Well, we do have a question on Twitter, actually.
Yeah, and we're asking you just that. Are Malaysians ready to do without the Sedition Act? So 67% of you have said that yes, we are ready, with 33% of you thinking that no, we still need the Sedition Act.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also gotten a few replies on Twitter. So Dude Yumi says that bring on the late night hosts of our own. Ziyao says that there are adequate provisions in the Penal Code. So the Sedition Act is a redundant vestige of British rule to silence and curb communists during the emergency. So why should it be used during peacetime? And Shara Reza says that waiting after 18 months and still no sign of maturity and observance of the rule of law in this country.
Yeah, so I think the question is actually, does the sedition law serve a purpose in terms of maintaining legal, in terms of maintaining law and order, when, as Wajit said, and as our listener tweeted as well, we have other provisions under the law to maintain public order, you know, to prevent riots, for instance, to prevent targeted harm of certain communities. So why the Sedition Act? And is it a hangover that we can get rid of, essentially?
I mean, when you think back about it, Shamila, just the time that you were reading earlier, Barisan has promised to remove it. I mean, Pakatan is now promising to remove it. It feels like every time we come close to it, it's a lot more difficult. It appears to be a lot more difficult than, you know, they say it is. It's a lot of them, like I said earlier when we were speaking to Wajit, a lot of them say that this is for national harmony, it's for national unity, and it's to preserve those values. And yeah, I mean, it does make me think, can Malaysians actually do without it? You know, will our unity be at risk if we were to abolish the Sedition Act today?
I mean, I think this fear of national unity is something that is often held over our heads. We saw it happening even before our previous election as well, where threats that we as a community, we as a society, are unable to get over our differences, and that if we didn't have these kinds of protections in place, that we would somehow turn on each other. I think that there are ways that the law and our institutions can be strengthened, and that it often feels like it's a bogeyman rather than it being a legitimate fear.
And I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm not familiar with the law that much. I can't say for a fact that we have provisions that is supposed to guard national harmony. So,
but see, that's essentially the problem, isn't it? That even with the Sedition Act, when you say something like national harmony, inciting hatred, these are such vague terms, and that is essentially the problem, that it allows. And you know, it's not a BN or Pakatan issue. The problem is that it allows the government of the day, essentially, to make that definition fit whatever is convenient. And that is a dangerous tool to put in the hand of any government.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it's being held over our heads, isn't it? It's implying that without it, we will descend to chaos. And that's a bit... It lacks confidence in the Malaysian people.
Yeah. So if we were, for example, let's say if we were to remove the Sedition Act, do you think that if an individual were to make a disparaging remark or if they were to say something really offensive about a certain group of people, whether it's a religion or a race, do you think that, you know, that Malaysians are ready to just take it as it is to hear that criticism and not react violently? I want to, I just want to go back and think of maybe some of the riots we've seen recently. Do you think we are prepared for that kind of maturity?
I think that our institutions need to be strengthened. I think that our law and order needs to be strengthened. There need to be clear laws on, for instance, what is hate speech? Often when we talk about freedom of speech, one of the conversations that comes up is what about hate speech, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we actually don't have specific laws in Malaysia about hate speech. And that's something that we could talk about because then you can define where the limits of free speech should be because we have a definition of when that turns into hate speech.
Hate speech, yes. So speaking of that, University Malaya law professor Azmi Sharum, I think he put it quite perfectly how he defined freedom of speech. He said that in general, freedom of speech should be seen as something beneficial and, you know, something to be protected, that any limitations to freedom of expression has to be done cautiously with the benefit of favoring freedom whenever there is doubt. So he added that when designing laws against hate speech, the common approach would be to only penalize speech that incites violence and harm to others. He concluded that, you know, you have the right, for example, you have the right to be racist, but no right to say things which may cause harm to others, where it's physical harm or their right to livelihood.
Yeah, exactly. I think there is a clear definition that can be put in place in this case, and it is certainly more specific than our current Sedition Act and the way it defines what is harmful and what is not.
Because now it's too vague. So whenever I think politicians, even our Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir recently said that the government will repeal the Sedition Act and replace it with a new law. My problem is that is if we or they are in disagreement with the whole concept of the Sedition Act, why replace it? Yep. It's as if you are trying to say, you know, why abolish it at all? Just, I guess, refine the law and make it something else, because that's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, Sedition Act by any other name is still Sedition Act.
Exactly, it is, whether it's a replacement or not.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, we just have to give the space for Malaysians to learn what it's like to be without a Sedition Act. Because if we don't repeal it, if we don't abolish it, how will we know what will happen? It's all just, you're just theorizing.
Yeah, I think... we spoke a little bit earlier before we started the show about what it means to be politically mature, right? And I think that if you don't give a society the opportunity to be politically mature, these kinds of laws are a very top-down approach, and that maturity will not happen. This is a personal opinion, of course, but I think defining what hate speech is and having laws against harming, physical or other methods of harming someone, can be defined. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be curtailed in terms of our freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And that is how a society becomes politically mature, not through constant surveillance and constant sort of knuckle wrapping when a particular person feels through means that actually can be quite arbitrary, what is right or wrong.
Yeah. And I think, you are right, Shamila. I agree with you that we do need a better definition of what those things are. And I think that for some of you who voted that Malaysians are not ready to do away with the Sedition Act, that perhaps you might be concerned with the same things as well, that the Sedition Act as a means of a gate to block, you know, this potential things from spilling over.
And a gate that isn't clear. Nobody knows where the goalposts really are, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we want to do a quick a final check on where our poll is standing?
So as we mentioned earlier, we're asking you, are Malaysians ready to do without the Sedition Act? So 67% of you have voted yes, with 33% of you saying no.
You can continue to keep that conversation going at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899. We're also on Facebook. You can check us out by looking for BFM The Bigger Picture. Sorry. And if you missed any part of the show, you can download our podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Earth Matters, Kelly Anisa will be sticking around to speak to Baida Herkus, who is the climate reality leader and president of Free Tree Society Kuala Lumpur. And they will be talking about the state of the climate crisis today. We'll leave you now with Born Free by MIA on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.